huddle life, along with my kids and my lovely wife. Taking in the land that the good Lord made, and doing the things that make this country great. Doing my part to keep the things in line, respecting the land that's yours and mine. No doubt about it, this right here's a good life. It's living the huddle life.
Welcome to the on-air home for the Brotherhood of Hunters. Welcome to the Hunt Life Outdoor Show. Brought to you by Hunt Life. Take aim. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Loggeman, Kevin Favor, and Kirk Waltz.
Good morning and welcome to the Hunt Life Outdoor Show. I'm Jeff Loggeman, and we're all here. Kirk Waltz, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Kevin Favor, morning, Kevin.
Well, it must be the end of hunting season because we're all here.
Yeah. it's starting. For us. It's starting to wrap up, and last week tried to squeeze in a couple days and got to listen to you guys. I called in there at the end of the show, and it was pretty cool, and I'd mentioned on the way back with you guys on the air here that if you go to TuneIn Radio, a little app for your mobile phone, you know, whatever it is.
99 cents.
You can get that app on your phone and listen to your favorite radio stations around the country. And it's not your favorite ones. It's basically any radio station. So you can listen to us on your station no matter where you are.
Well, and that's cool. What makes technology so accessible for us. Being in a position like that, folks, anywhere in the country, if you're riding around in your truck, your car, or your Hugo, or whatever you got, your golf cart, or your four-wheeler, you can have your iPhone plugged into your favorite radio station, your favorite radio show.
Or your Droid-based phone, yep.
And even for some folks that want to, you know, tune the whole car in, you can buy those little speakers that you mount on the dashboard. I've got one because we've listened to football games and the radio show traveling to Kentucky. And it comes in clear as a bell. It's
clear as
really
bell.
Cool.
It's clear as a bell, and you can actually plug in speakers to your phone.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that.
That's right.
And get a little bit more volume out of it in your car or wherever you are at
That's
home.
That's cool.
It is.
So just a little tip there, because I was in Vegas this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were at the 2012 SHOT Show.
And for those that don't know, Chris, our producer, put up on our Facebook page a link to the SHOT Show's website, and it's shotshow.org.
Right.
And what it is, it's the Shooting Hunting Outdoor Trade Show. And for the most part, it's in Vegas. And I don't want to say every year because at times they do go to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And it has everything to do with shooting, hunting, outdoor, but also law enforcement. And approximately, and I'm guessing because I know the exhibit space size from last year and this year's show was even bigger. We're talking 630,000 plus square feet of display area.
Holy, that is amazing.
Right. And literally, to see the whole show, I was out there with Bobby Halslander, who is now with Hunt Life, formerly of Khmer Deer and Schreiker Broadheads.
He's our director of marketing now?
Yes, he is.
That's cool. Congratulations.
And we had some meetings out there, and while we were out there, we got a chance to see everything. And when I say everything, for what we had time for. I mean, literally, I mean, you're talking 650,000 square feet of space, and some booths are very large and some are small. And to see it, there's no way you can see it all in a couple days.
And folks, for everybody to understand, this is for trade only. This is for folks that are buyers that are actually involved in shooting sports, hunting, law enforcement industries.
It's not open to the public.
It's not open to the general public. No one under 16 is admitted, with the exception of infants, of course. But it's the premier exposition of combined firearms, ammunition, law enforcement, cutlery, Jeff, outdoor apparel, optics, related products.
Everything under the sun that you can possibly imagine related to the outdoors and unbelievable.
The last time you and I went, it was in Orlando a couple years ago, I guess. And the one thing that stood out to you and I is all of the folks that make knives.
Oh yeah,
I mean
millions of them.
It's insane how many. I mean, you just when you think of Buck, Gerber, you know what I mean?
There's so many more.
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, every display you go to had this huge display of knives.
Wow.
You know, so it was cool. So tell us about it. I mean, I know you went there on business, know, and you had specific, places that you had to go to, but.
Well, I had a chance to walk around, and to me, the great thing about going to the SHOT Show is seeing what's going to be in the store soon, and to get a feel for the vibe of where the industry is going. And I think that was the most impressive thing to me. You know, the one thing that is very clear, the fastest growing segment of that particular area, you know, of the SHOT Show,
right,
is the personal carry, self-defense, and the law enforcement division.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it has grown by leaps and bounds because I don't know if you guys have seen the statistics for applications for concealed carry in the last 4 years or whatever. I mean, it's just gone through the roof.
Mm-hmm. It has.
You know, and so in response to that, you know, the gun manufacturers, the ammunition manufacturers, and the clothing and apparel market has just, I mean, really been in lockstep with the growth that they've had, too. I mean, for example, you now can buy clothing that is custom designed for concealed carry, for law enforcement people in plain clothes. I mean, I'm talking from A to Z, from women to men to you name it.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got it. I mean,
that's really cool.
You know, and a lot of people say, well, it's the black gun segment. It's not necessarily that. I mean, it's just that whole segment, that whole entire segment when it comes to personal defense and also the law enforcement division is unbelievable. I mean, they have, I don't know exactly the number of vendors that they have. Last year they had, you know, 1,600 exhibitors. And this year that number, I know, was bigger than that because it grew. But the number of people that are trying to get that piece of the pie is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you walk into the law enforcement section of the SHOT Show, I mean, you can literally walk down one aisle and you might hear five different languages being spoken.
Right.
Yeah, according to their ad, they had representatives and buyers from over 100 countries all around the world.
Oh, yeah.
100. That's strong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In all 50 states. Or, mm-hmm. Well, of course, there's more than 50 states, but 50 states.
Right.
Well, Jeff, what was the single most interesting new item that you saw at the SHOT Show that really caught your eye?
Well, the one thing that I didn't understand that was very apparent at the SHOT Show was this whole zombie phenomena.
Hmm.
And I really didn't understand exactly where that came from. And Chris, our producer, was going to chime in on this because I really had no idea what this was all about. Because everywhere you went, in the ammunition, the gun manufacturer, and the optics, there was zombie-type stuff everywhere. And Chris, would you care to share exactly where some of that comes from?
Well, I guess, you know, popular culture now with movies, zombie movies and zombie video games and everything else.
That's the key.
Zombie TV shows.
You know, it is.
The video game.
Yeah, everything, you know, is about shooting zombies and blowing zombies apart to smithereens and cutting them up with chainsaws and whacking them with hatchets and stuff like that. And I was looking at some pictures from the SHOT Show, and I was absolutely blown away at some of the stuff. And I mean, even like Leupold,
yeah,
has their own zombie scope.
They have their own zombie optic line.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
And so
describe if you're looking at a Leupold scope with does it like have pictures of zombie on it? I mean, or no, is it in a reticle? I mean, well, where is it?
At Leupold's exhibitor booth, they had one display case that had, in partnership with Hornady Bullets, because Hornady has an entire zombie bullet line.
Right.
And what are the bullets designed for?
They're bullets.
Okay, they're just bullets.
But you know how, like, when you have a ballistic tip bullet, it usually has a color.
Yeah, yellow tip. Yeah,
yellow, white, right. Red, whatever, blue.
Right.
The tip on that bullet was lime green.
And that's the key to zombie.
That's the color.
That color. That's right, because it plays into the whole radioactive kind of thing.
Yes. Well, I mean, I am sick and tired. As a matter of fact, for Christmas, I bought my son a little flat screen TV to take up to his room because he uses my TV to play zombies. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm so sick and tired of watching zombies on my TV, a video game. You know, I'm like, dude, you got to take that upstairs.
It comes from. Yep. That's exactly where it comes from, because I guess Call of Duty has one particular game that has zombies in it. And I guess there's four or five different games that Call of Duty has come out with, Modern Warfare, whatever.
Right? Xbox, they all have
it. Yeah, all those games, they have a zombie element to it, and they're really trying to tap in. And it
Let's
was,
see.
And it was, that's somewhat disturbing.
I would agree.
Yeah.
As a parent of a granddaughter and two children and uncles to a few others, I find that very concerning.
Yes.
Because that to me would send mixed messages to young people. And I think we went to the National Wild Turkey Federation banquet the other night. Kevin, Jeff, and a host of others. And that was a discussion you and I had that I would find that a little troublesome. What kind of message are you sending younger people? You know, and Jeff, you made a perfect example of it. What if somebody rings the doorbell on Halloween? You got this kid home alone and he freaks out.
And he's been playing zombie
games.
Right.
And
he's a hunter or
and
whatever.
His dad may have, you know, a zombie product line. That, you know, it's not made for killing zombies. I mean, you know, but he says, oh my.
And there's a zombie at the door dressed like a zombie.
You know, and I actually had a conversation with somebody that we all know in that industry.
Right.
Whose company has something that's in the zombie line. And he said, look, I can't put my name on it, but I'm not a big fan of this zombie culture in our industry. He said, because I think it sends the wrong message because it can be conflicted with what's not reality, which is what the video game industry and such is involved in.
It has nothing to do with hunting.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
I agree with you 100%.
Nothing, you know. I mean, it's a damn video game.
You got that right.
You know what I'm saying? And aren't we preaching? I mean, everything that we hear from, you know, NRA, or we're all preaching this, get the kids off of video games and get them out into the woods or on the water.
Yeah.
You know, and here we are basically encouraging what they're playing.
Yeah.
Well, the SHOT Show is owned by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. I mean, and they're the ones that put this huge thing together along with Reed Exhibitions, which is, you know, they do the big SHOT Show convention. I'm sure they do other conventions as far as the design and the setup and the preparation. And I really think that the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which is a phenomenal arm. I mean, it's just like the NRA. I mean, the more you can become involved with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the better our rights in the hunting and outdoor industry get pushed in the agenda in our national society. But I think that the National Shooting Sports Foundation needs to come out and make a statement when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that doesn't belong in the industry.
Well, and I think you're so correct, Jeff. And I think that you can't, it's atypical what occurs in our political scene. And not wanting to get into that in depth, you can't ride the fence on both issues. You can't preach one thing, and because somebody says, well, look, I'll pay you $12,000 for a booth, but I'm gonna represent the zombie line. And you go, well, God, you know, that's good money. We need to just go ahead and do it and just bite the bullet and take the money. I think that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to stand up for what we think is right. And if that affects a little bit of the pocketbook, that's a moral issue.
Yeah, but what Jeff's saying is that it's not just one company. This is people jumping on the bandwagon.
Really,
here.
It really is across the industry.
Is it that broad?
Oh, Kirk, it's kind of crazy because it's from Targets. For, you know, I'm talking real guns down to the airsoft, guns, which is, you know, the little plastic
Gamma.
Pellets, down to, you know, regular BB gun pellet guns. I mean, it really encompasses almost everything. I think that's not a good thing.
I don't either.
You know, I'm all for, you know, promoting our Second Amendment rights and our, you know, getting kids involved in the outdoors and involved in the shooting sports, but there's got to be a way to do that without invoking a tie-in to video games and non-reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just a thought. But when we come back, more from the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, some funny and some very entertaining, and also we're going to have some guests that happen to meet there at the SHOT Show for future shows here. And the first one is going to be Cus Strickland next week, because they're going to be going over to Afghanistan with a big group, kind of a USO tour of all people that are in the outdoor industry. We'll talk to Cuz next weekend. But you're listening to the Hunt Life Outdoor Show with me, Jeff Loggeman, Kevin Favor, and Kirk Waltz.
As a deer hunter, I think this happens to us all.
Since the first days at Mossy
Oak,
we've been about getting close.
It happens to be the same buck that fills your dreams and your trail cameras. When you saw him during bow season, he was just out of reach. During gun, he was chasing a doe and moving too fast. You've done everything possible to take this buck. You've moved stands, moved trail cameras. You've taken time off work you shouldn't have. You even missed your niece's wedding. This buck consumes your thoughts. As a matter of fact, there's times when your wife is talking to you, and even though you're looking right at her and shaking your head, you're thinking, man, I wish I had to move that stand on the creek bottom and not on that food plot. You hunt day after day, pass up deer after deer, and then it happens. The last day of deer season goes by, and you still have a tag in your pocket. During turkey season, you find his sheds, and your spirits soar. Starting about August, you put out your trail cameras. About 2 weeks into it, you finally get a picture of it. He is alive and still around. You look at that picture and you say, game on. If this has ever happened to you, you need to be a part of Hunt Life. Visit huntlife.com.
Since the first days at Mossy Oak, we've been about getting close to critters. That's what drove us to create Original Breakup more than 12 years ago. Today we're doing it again with all new Breakup Infinity. 6 layers of detail give it great depth of field. 12 years of research give it unequaled effective design. Hey, check it out in stores or online at mossyoak.com. Breakup Infinity from Mossy Oak, America's number one camo pattern, just got better.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
And now, back to the Hunt Life Outdoor Show.
And welcome back to the Hunt Life Outdoor Show. I'm Jeff Loggeman, and it's Full House. Me and Kevin Favor, Kirk Waltz, we're all here talking a little bit about the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, which was held at the Sands Expo and Convention Center. And, you know, hey, look, I've never been to Vegas in my life. This was the first trip ever for me for Vegas. And
would you go back?
No. I'm just, you know, Vegas is not my style.
Yeah.
Almost kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, when you stay at a hotel and you go to these convention centers, you have to walk through a casino to get through anywhere. And, you know, you got the guy or the lady, and they got an ashtray full of cigarette butts, and they've got one in their hand, and their other hand is feeding the machine and pulling the lever.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, I don't get it.
I don't either.
The whole time I'm there, I'm sitting there looking around the hills of Las Vegas, which are beautiful.
Yes.
Sitting there thinking, I bet you there is some outstanding predator calling in those hills.
No question.
Anything.
Yeah.
You know, just anything.
Food
was good.
Did you happen to fly in or fly out at nighttime?
No. Flew in the daytime, flew out in the daytime.
I've only been there one time, and it's actually when I was caddying on the PGA Tour, and we flew in there at nighttime. And, you know, and the pilot will come on, and he'll say, okay, you know, if you look, you know, southwest or whatever, you'll see Vegas. It's just this bright light in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, it's kind of out of the middle of nowhere.
It's unbelievable.
Does it look like you're flying into the Ringling Brothers and Barnum Circus when you fly?
It's beyond that.
Yeah, it's beyond that.
I mean, at nighttime, though, with the lights on and everything, you're just like, holy cow.
Yeah.
But I wasn't out at night. I mean, me and Bobby would get up in the morning, and, you know, because I'm still on East Coast time, I'd be up at 5 o'clock and waiting on the coffee bar to open up at 6.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get a quick cup of coffee and go get a workout in real quick and then go to the expo and be there at 8 o'clock because that's when the law enforcement exhibition opened up, and then we wouldn't leave there until 5.
Right.
You know, so you're on your feet for 9 hours, you know, and just constantly on your feet and walking and seeing and talking to people. While we were there, you know, I got a chance to see a lot of different things. And, our guest next week, Cuz Strickland, said, hey, he said, I need to come on with you guys and talk about what's going on. I said, well, tell me what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I actually read an article in the SHOT Show Daily, and Chris put the link up to the SHOT Show's website, which is shotshow.org. And if you scroll down and he put it up on our Facebook page. So just go to Facebook, Hunt Life.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It's nice.
And on their website, if you scroll down on the main page there, the home page, at the bottom there is a SHOT Show daily publication. And the SHOT Show convention is 4 days. And every day they put out a magazine, which is approximately 70-plus pages, and it has articles throughout and advertisements, obviously. But the articles throughout are talking about all the latest and greatest from the hunting and outdoor industry, hunting, outdoor, ammunition, firearms, and law enforcement divisions. And they talk about every company's latest and greatest flagship product for 2012. And these are things that aren't even in the stores yet. I mean, this SHOT Show is where people go. You know, the Cabela's, the Ganders, the Dick's Wings, you know, they all go there, or not Dick's Wings.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Well, Dick's Sporting Goods, and then, Max Prairie Wings is what I was referring to, and all those places go there and look at the products to see what they're going to stock their shelves with.
Yeah, these are all the buyers for these particular big box stores. And this is how they purchase their products for the following year.
But talking with Cuz at the Mossy Oak booth, this is a pretty cool little thing. It's going to be the first ever. It's called the Outdoor Legends Tour, and it's organized by Armed Forces Entertainment in partnership with the Paralyzed Veterans of America Outdoor Recreation Heritage Fund. There's a bunch of people going overseas to Afghanistan to spend 10 days touring the bases and meeting, you know, the men and women that serve our country. And I thought that was outstanding.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we know that athletes have done that and celebrities in the music industry and for the outdoor industry to really take, I guess you could say the energy overseas to our men and women. I think it's great.
That is great.
And some of the people that are going on that tour, Jim Zumbo, Michael Waddell, Brenda Valentine, Jim Shockey, Jose Wahebe.
Jose's going.
Yep. Jerry Martin, Bill Miller, Ryan Klesko, Cuz, George Thornton, the president of the NWTF, is going over there. So, and Cuz is going to come on next week and talk about that. But I mean, that's the kind of stuff you just love.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, they're really appreciating the men and women of that are serving our country.
Sure. On another note now, and shift gears a little bit for us, I'm kind of a camo nut. And I'm always looking at new technology in camo. A couple of years ago, you and I went to one of the shows downtown here, and I noticed the chair blind.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I looked at that, and I was like, that is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I bought one. What was one of the most unique pieces that you saw when
you were there? I'll stick with the clothing and camouflage line.
Mm-hmm.
For years, we were big fans of the Metalist clothing line.
Yes.
Because it had this silver lining and it was a scent control technology. We all know about scent blocker. I mean, holy cow, they're everywhere.
Right.
When you turn on your TV.
Everybody has some.
Yep. And Metalist, which we wear, which is no longer, I hear it's coming back. When I was there, I heard that they're coming back. But that silver technology, which silver supposedly has properties that kill bacteria that create scent, Under Armour is entering the scent control market in a big way.
Really?
In a big way.
I could see that.
And that was their big push at the SHOT Show. And they're using that scent control technology that is based on silver. And if you go to shotshow.org, the link's up on our Facebook page at Hunt Life, you can actually read an article that talks about Under Armour's push into the scent control market when it comes to camouflage and hunting apparel.
Well, you know, if you think back, I don't know how many years ago, Jeff, Kirk, a few years ago, I mean, Under Armour really started the layering. And we all, I bought the cool gear before it was even camo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you did too.
Oh, yeah.
And still have it and still swear by it.
Yeah.
And
wear it.
A lot.
Yeah.
I mean, because we all love to bow hunt, and the one thing that you know when you bow hunt, you can't have this big bulky jacket on. You've got to have the small layers to keep you warm. And it is amazing where Under Armour's gone with their outdoors apparel, Jeff.
Yeah. And Under Armour really is, I would put them, look, I mean, Under Armour is not inexpensive.
No.
I mean, they are kind of, I guess you could say the upper high, I guess you could say, class of outdoor apparel. I mean, because there's a premium
that they
have on their products, and some people feel, and I'm one of them, that their products is worth the extra price.
You get what you pay for.
Well, cheapest ain't always best. Let's face it. You know, and sometimes when you pay for something, and you pay good money for a product, it as for me and as for you guys, works good.
Right.
I mean, you go to Kentucky and you get up in the morning and it's in the 20s. last thing you want to do is sit in a tree watching the sun come up and be shaking like a leaf.
Yeah.
It's so nice to put on a piece of clothing that you paid a good dollar for and find out that it truly works and works well.
But it's you know, the stuff that I bought, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I'm still wearing.
Oh, me
you
too.
You know, so it's a one-time buy almost, you know?
And it can be, you know, we all hunt a lot. It can be something that lasts for a long time.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That was impressive. A couple other things. You know, I'm a big fan of Georgia Boots.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I didn't know that Rocky actually is the parent company to
Georgia Boots. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I learned that at the SHOT Show.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia Boots for years had a boot that was very, very popular. It was from their Sport and Trail collection. They're bringing one of those things back. It's kind of like an active outdoors kind of hiking boot type thing. They're bringing that back. But also, you guys remember Redfield scopes?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, holy cow, Redfield was a huge name in the optics industry when we were young.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first 22 had one of those on.
And then, you remember, because they had
the 50s?
They almost had the oval rectangular shaped scope. That's kind of how you knew if something was a Redfield scope.
Yep, that's right.
And Redfield went away.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're
gone.
Coming back.
They're coming back.
Sweet.
Loophole bought the Redfield name, and Loophole is considered a little upper end of optic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, their prices typically start, you know, around the $200 range for scopes. They're entering the I guess you could say the entry level mm-hmm. optics market with their Redfield line.
That's awesome.
That's kind of like Tasco, you know. That was the one scope that was at you know, many years ago, reasonable.
That's right.
That you could put on your firearm.
So now you got options, which is good, because if Redfield is coming back under the Loophole family, Loophole stuff is, I mean, quality.
Amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're all big fans of that.
Yes.
We're a big fan of Tim Lester, who I got to meet.
Yeah. Oh, you finally got to meet Tim?
Tim Lester, who we've had on as a guest, and he really has informed our listeners about optics and binoculars. I got a chance to meet him.
Did you brag on our flashlight?
I did. And when we come back, we'll talk more about what I saw at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas at the Sands Expo and Convention Center right here on the Hunt Life Outdoor Show.
After sweating it out all afternoon, I have finally accepted that no turkey of any kind lives within a mile of where I'm sitting. Time to pack it in. And just in time to get a text from Joe. He's wrapping it up too, with tags filled. Ouch. But as I throw in the towel, it hits me. In just 30 minutes, I'll be back at camp. We'll all settle in, kick back, talk about the day, cheer our successes, and jeer our failures. Best thing is, we'll do it all with a spirit of friendship and fellowship. It's the fellowship of hunters everywhere, safely home from the hunt. Without a doubt, this is the Hunt Life.
If you're living the hunt life too, it's time you tell the world about it, even if it is a little chilly outside. Check out the online store at huntlife.com for our ultra-warm hooded sweatshirt, fleece vest, and knit cap. This winter, show everyone you're living the hunt life. Visit huntlife.com today.
You want to get really close to critters this fall? Then you'll have to try all-new Breakup Infinity from Mossy Oak. 6 layers of detail give it great depth of field. 12 years of research give it unequaled effective design. Together, they represent the most dramatic, high-tech leap in the history of camo. Check it out in stores or online at mossyoak.com. Breakup Infinity from Mossy Oak, America's number one camo pattern, just got better.
Let fish and wildlife biologist Scotty Brown's 25 years of experience work for your property with Southern Sportsman Aquatics and Land Management. They help landowners on developing and managing properties where recreational fishing and or hunting is the priority. Their lake management services include fish population sampling, electrofishing, water analysis, vegetation establishment or reduction, lake design or renovation, and long-term management strategies for your water body's future. Southern Sportsman Aquatics and Land Management installs and repairs aeration systems, fountains, fish and game feeders, and their own design, Forever Tree Fish Attractors. They're experts in keeping small public water bodies and retention ponds in housing developments and golf courses working properly. So if you're looking to improve your property's aquatic resources, call Scotty Brown at Southern Sportsman Aquatics and Land Management at 214-383-3223.
That's 214-383-3223.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. The Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jake's, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
And now, back to the Hunt Life Outdoors Show.
And welcome back. It's Jeff Loggeman, Kirk Waltz, Kevin Faber here with the Hunt Life Outdoors Show and talking about the SHOT Show that was in Las Vegas and what I saw and what impressed me. And, you know, I was so fired up when I was at the SHOT Show and Thermacell had a booth.
Okay.
Because Thermacell has been a product that we have been all big fans of and got a chance to meet the guy who started the whole phenomenon when it comes to that particular product.
Unbelievable.
Did you tell him our history?
I told him all about us and that particular gadget. And the Thermacell has really been a revolution in the outdoor industry because of the way it repels, you know, the no-see-ums, the black flies, the mosquitoes that we have to deal with in the Southeast and those that have to deal with it up in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I got a chance to meet him.
Fantastic.
And you remember for the longest time, how one of my biggest complaints was I wish that they had a way that you could put a lanyard clip or a string on the Thermacell, you know, so you could hang it on your deer stand on the upwind side or wherever you were. They now have it. They actually have a couple little notches to where you can feed a string through to do that on your stand. So they listen to the feedback from their customers, and I give them credit for that.
Sure. Well, and the other thing, too, one of the new features on it was that the rear end butt clip, the cap that went on where you screwed in the cartridge.
It always fell off. That's been changed.
They've redesigned all that. It will not fall off now.
They've changed that. They've got a dial on the front that's not quite as loud as that click. You know,
yeah.
When you're trying
yeah.
to be quiet in the woods.
Yeah.
They've redesigned that, you know, because of the hunter's input. But they also have a new product. You guys know that I don't like to have my piggies cold. And I'm talking about my feet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Kevin, thank you for my Christmas gift.
Absolutely.
Which was a pair of those Arctic boot blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Thermacell has come out with remote control heated insoles.
Oh.
Remote control, really?
Yes.
No wires.
That is awesome.
No. No.
Wow.
They have a small rechargeable battery that sits in the bottom of the insole, and you stick them in your shoes just like you would your Dr. Scholl's or whatever.
That would be money.
Stick them in your shoe, and you have a little remote control. And so when you get in the woods, after you get in your stand and your feet start, you know, perspired and they start to get cold, you push a button and they start to heat up. And they had a little display where they had.
Oh, I have to have one of those.
Me and you both, man.
They had boots and they had them submerged in ice and they had thermometers going down into the boots, one with and one without the insole.
Oh.
And the one without the insole was, you know, 60 degrees or whatever. And then, obviously, the one that had the heated insole, which is rechargeable, was, you know, 90-something degrees. Mm. How about that?
No, that's a mainstay.
Well, you know, one of the things, too, that...
And it can be recharged either 12-volt in your wall or USB.
Oh, really?
You guys know how many different products that and we've talked about this for years, that when you walk into a store, a lot of them are set up to hook the buyer, not necessarily work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Thermacell was one of those things when we all saw it. It was like, I remember you guys looking at me when I brought it in here and you go,
yeah, right.
Why'd you bring your TV remote to the show?
Right.
And I'm like, this repels bugs.
And we're like, yeah, whatever.
And everybody's going, yeah, whatever. You know, cause you go into the turkey woods in the Southeast, you get ate alive.
Or the bear woods up north.
Or bow hunting in September.
Anywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, anywhere.
Yeah.
This is a product that really does work.
And anybody who says that it doesn't is crazy.
Ain't tried it.
Yeah, exactly.
They ain't tried it.
Let me keep your eyes out for that.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking that this is going to be huge.
That's right. Cool beans right there.
Yep. My next one, did you go to any booths with trail cameras?
I did. In fact, I had an issue with my Cuddybacks, and when I called a guy from Cuddyback, He was actually at the Cuddy Back booth and talked with him.
Okay, cool.
And got a chance to meet him. It was a guy that Dave Edwards had referred me to, mm-hmm. some issues that I have with my Cuddy Back, and I got a chance to meet him, which I thought was outstanding. I got a chance to meet people that I've talked to over the phone, like him and then Tim Lesser from Loophole Optics, and it was great because you get to, you know, put a face with a name.
Shoot, Jeff.
And, you know, and then you just walk around and introduce yourself to people and want to learn more about their products. And another one that I kind of came away with impressed, and it was a very small booth, you know, an upstart guy that came up with a cool idea. How many people have European mounts, Kevin,
mm-hmm.
that can't really get it displayed just right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've got three.
Okay. There's a company that's out there, and Chris will put a link up on our Facebook page. It's called Skull Hooker. Okay. And all mm-hmm. it is it's a little metal device that can screw. It's got a plate, and then it's got like a little thing, and you put the plate on the wall or wherever you want to put it. It's got to be on a vertical surface, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking any type of European mount, from an animal from Africa, big, small, whatever. And the skull sits on these prongs, and they're designed to fit, you know, certain different size skulls. You get the different size, and it displays, and it can swivel, and it can tilt. However the angle is that you want it. And
it's called what now?
It's called a skull hooker.
Skull hooker.
Okay, okay. This is just a guy by the name of Robert Shaw, who's from Oregon, who came up with this idea, and he's got a little 8-foot by 8-foot booth. But if you spend the time walking around the SHOT Show, you come across something, you go, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And the website is skullhooker.com. Skullhooker.com.
It's easy to find, too. If you go to the website that you had given out previously, go to the exhibitor list and just tap in the exhibitor box. You can just scroll down, pick the letter of the particular product you're looking for, and you're just talking about the skull, and then you just click on it, and it goes right to their website. How cool is that?
It is really neat. And then, you know, the other cool thing about the SHOT Show this year is they actually developed an app that you could download to your phone, and while you were at the SHOT Show, it guided you and gave you the information, all the booths and the map of the of the whole convention center, the whole nine yards, and that was really cool.
That's kind of weird, too, how now I'm looking at the Skull Hooker website. They actually brings the skull out like it's on a mechanical,
yes,
like a robot kind of extension. It's kind of wild.
So the interesting thing about that is that the European mount's not on a plaque. It's the actual, just the European mount itself.
Exactly.
Wow. It's not real expensive.
No, it's not.
It's like $34.99 mm-hmm. for the barely finished and the professional finished.
And the finishes are really nice.
$59.99. I mean,
they're powder coated.
Right.
You know, they're attractive. They come in different colors.
I like
and look,
that.
You know, this particular guy from Skull Hooker, Robert, that I talked to, I mean, hey, look, he didn't give me anything.
Right.
I just, when you see one of those things, you go, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought when I saw that.
Cool.
A couple other things. Remington. Holy cow, did they have an exhibit to end all exhibits.
Yes.
Did they really?
Oh, my. This year, in 2012, they're celebrating the 50th year of their Remington Model 700. And you guys know that
I got one of those.
I got two.
Who doesn't?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
I mean, who doesn't
truth.
Have a Remington Model 700, no matter what caliber? They're coming out with a 50th anniversary Remington Model 700, and you got two options: the original, which is the wood and the blue mm-hmm. finish, and then also they have one with the synthetic and the XCR, which is like a premium finish to repel all of the things that can corrode metal and all that.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff. In the firearms division, because, as I said, there are a lot of, you know, L&E, law enforcement things that are developing in the personal concealed carry. So, I mean, you could spend days in the firearms section. We come back, going to talk about one of the fastest growing sports in the shooting industry, and it's called Three Gun Competitions, when we come back right here with the Hunt Life Outdoor Show.
As a hunter, we all know that perfect morning. You wake up early before the sun, you have a cup of coffee, grab some snacks, and start towards your stand. You have waited for this morning all year. The wind's perfect, the temperature's just right, and the bucks are in full rut. You sit in the dark, straining your ears for any little noise. The sun finally starts to filter through the trees, then it happens. a doe comes by you on a fast trot, you immediately clip your release to your bow because you know he is coming. You hear a loud grunt and see antlers. It's a buck, a big buck. You stand up trying not to concentrate on the antlers. Your hands are shaking. You can't control the trembling in your knees. You draw the bow back, praying the buck continues down the trail. But as big bucks do, he turns. Your heart sinks. You have a decent shot, but not one you're comfortable with. You decide to let him go. Even though you're disappointed, you can't help but think just how cool that was. The folks at Hunt Life, they know how you feel. That's why they started Hunt Life, so we can share our outdoor experiences with each other. If you know this feeling, visit huntlife.com, because Hunt Life knows it's all about the outdoor experience.
America's number one camo pattern just got better. All new Breakup Infinity from Mossy Oak. Six layers of detail give it great depth of field. 12 years of research give it unequaled, effective design. Together, they break up Hunter's outline like never before. Check it out in stores or online at mossyoak.com. Breakup Infinity from Mossy Oak. It's not a passion, it's an obsession.
We know the future of hunting depends on our nation's youth. But did you know that in many states, it's illegal for you to take your son or daughter hunting until the age of 12 or even older? As a result, we have fewer young hunters, and the Families Afield program is designed to eliminate those barriers. Hunting is safe, and the safest hunters afield are young people with adult mentors. Visit our website at familiesafield.org to find out how you can bring more families afield.
And now, back to the Hunt Life Outdoor Show.
And welcome back to the Hunt Life Outdoor Show, talking the SHOT Show in Las Vegas with me, Jeff Loggeman, Kirk Waltz, and Kevin Faber. I guess one of the other areas that I never really even knew existed was this three-gun competition that's nationwide. And I guess it really has attracted a lot of young shooters, and there was a lot of AR type of guns that were on display. And there are so many of them, you just go, what's the deal? I mean, and that a lot of them weren't in that law enforcement section.
Tactical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a, I guess, a national competition. It's called the three gun, which uses a semi-automatic shotgun, a semi-automatic pistol, and then an AR-style gun. And it's a competition. And I guess they have a score that you know, each individual has to use all three guns. Mm-hmm. And that's a big, popular, up-and-coming, fast-growing sport in the shooting industry. So you got to see a lot of that type of stuff there on display. That was pretty cool. And as part of those AR things, I actually got to see a booth that was very popular and had a lot of people around. We all know what an AR-15 is.
Mm-hmm.
And every gun manufacturer under the sun makes an AR-type gun.
Right.
Colt and Bushmaster, you name it. They make
Remington, you had a whole...
There was a company that had an AR-style 12-gauge.
Jeez.
It was pretty neat to watch. Obviously, they didn't shoot it there at the show, but they had video and they had the guns on display.
Now, I don't know if you guys watch this show on TV, and I'm sure a lot of people throughout the country do. Red Jacket.
They were there.
Red Jacket Firearms. I would love to go and check their stuff out, because, man... They show some stuff. They showed a tactical shotgun like that. This ticka.
Can you imagine the damage that thing would do?
Kirk, the amazing thing was is that you mentioned Red Jacket. The number of celebrities that were in that SHOT Show, all the guys from Red Jacket were there. You know, Jim Shockey, Michael Waddell, Travis T-Bone Turner, who I talked to. He's going to come on the show with us.
Cool.
Nick Munt. Obviously all the Mossy Oak guys got a chance to meet Les Johnson from Predator Quest TV. And
yeah,
there's a lot of people that this time of year say, okay, deer season's over. Boy, wouldn't it be great to go after some predators if they're in season? And boy, how can we learn how to do that? Les Johnson said, look, for the next 2 months, I'm slammed. He does TV shows. You know, a lot of people do. What's a typical run for an outdoor television show?
You mean months?
How many episodes?
13.
He does 26 a year.
That's tough.
Just Predator.
Just Predator. So Les said, he said, look, I'm going to be slammed for the next 2 months, but I would love to come on. Can't wait. Great guy.
Wow.
Great guy. Check out his TV show, Predator Quest. And so we got lots of guests that are going to be coming on that, and people that I got a chance to meet at the SHOT Show. And, of course, Lee and Tiffany were there. I got a chance to talk with Lee for a minute. But, man, I mean, you don't talk about celebrities.
Yeah.
And the Gunny was there.
Oh, yeah?
The Gunny. And I don't know his real name, but the Gunny. You know, the famous guy from TV?
Yeah.
And the guy that shoots the Benelli, that does the fast shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing to see all the different celebrities
walk
around.
That's cool.
And it was a lot of fun. And, folks, go to the SHOT Show's website. Go to our Facebook page. And go to the SHOT Show Daily and read all the articles about all the latest and greatest in the shooting and hunting outdoor industry, because it's worth reading a lot of these articles to kind of get up to date. And it's relevant for the next entire year. And you've been listening to the Hunt Life Outdoor Show with me, Jeff Logman, Kirk Waltz, and Kevin Favor. And we'll talk to everybody next week.
Thank you for listening to the Hunt Life Outdoor Show. Be sure to check out the very latest in the hunt life by logging on to huntlife.com. The Hunt Life Outdoor Show is a product of Hunt Life Productions. Copyright 2012.